Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, it's Mike Peskett for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. This year, the NFL began addressing the issue of concussions among their players with a helpful nudge from Congress. The league really has reformed a lot of its practices, and you can see it and hear it in the way teams and football announcers talk about the issue. But at lower levels, football's changing more gradually, and Congressman Bill Pascrell, who represents New Jersey's 8th Congressional District, which is places like Passaic and Wayne, has authored some legislation about schools and concussions. And a little later on, we'll be joined by Maurice Jones-Drew of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hello, Mr. Congressman.
How are you this morning, Michael?
I'm well. So what is your bill, which is called what, Contact? What does that aim to do?
The bill would create a state grant program in each of the 50 states to fund a computerized preseason baseline, so we know basically what should exist before someone even goes on the football field, the soccer field, the baseball field. Not unlike what we're doing with our soldiers, Mike, and because many soldiers have been sent out to the battlefield, should have never been on the field because of preconditions and situations. And then, of course, if somebody does get a concussion, and we know a lot more about it than we did 5 years ago due to what we've learned in the signature injury of the Afghanistan and Iraqi wars that have dealt us the signature injury of those two conflicts and those two wars, the traumatic brain injury and post-stress traumatic disorder. We've learned a lot from the military, and that's been part of my job over the last 10 years, to bring military research and civilian research together so that all of our citizens can be helped.
But for the high school kids, the idea is when you get a concussion, it's very hard to say, well, you know, in obvious cases, it's not hard to diagnose, but there's a lot of gray area, and people can die and have died when there's a concussion a couple weeks ago, a player is cleared to play, and sure, he should never have been. So the idea is you get a baseline how. I know there's something called
get a protocol.
Yeah.
The only way we get a protocol is we put the professionals together. The Congress doesn't put the baseline, create the baseline. We want professionals to do that and come up with a baseline so that we can help every state and the athletic departments in every state and in every community, the kids that are paying that are 5, 6, 7 years of age. A lot of these injuries happen with our female, with our daughters, with our sisters.
Cheerleading, and gymnastics,
absolutely,
lots of sports.
All the way down the line.
Right.
These kids are going back into the game. They're afraid to say it because they want to play the sport so badly. They don't want to talk about their dizziness. They don't want to talk about their passing out. They don't want to talk about the pain. So they go out and play. And we've seen disastrous situations because of that. So we want to have a protocol, want to have a baseline, want to have a post-concussion neurological testing so that if you do get a concussion, that in order to go back, we will know specifically what to do, that it doesn't just count on how you feel at any given moment. So with that, if we allow schools that enroll students from grade 6 through 12 to be eligible for funding, we want those schools to be helping those student athletes, male and female, and it would authorize a grant for about 5 years, estimated to cost about $5 million a year. And the centerpiece here is Department of Health and Human Services. They'd have to convene the conference, as I mentioned 2 minutes ago,
right,
of the medical, athletic, and educational professionals. And then, of course, the schools have to do their own job. And at least, you know, New Jersey, interesting enough, Michael, is far ahead of most of the states in this area what our requirements are. But we still do not have a basic protocol, a basic model, which I think would be very helpful and would save lives.
Right, and such a bill, of course, would bring the issue to the forefront. Well, right now, Maurice Jones-Drew, I think, is on the line with me. Hello, Maurice.
Hello, how are you? are you?
I'm well. Now, from what I understand, you were, before we get to concussions, you were talking about kids' health today in New York in another context, an NFL program called, what is it, Play 60?
Fuel Up to Play 60.
Fuel Up to Play 60. Tell me what that's about.
Well, obviously, America's dairy farmers and the NFL teamed up, and the USDA has done a great job of supporting and also becoming a partner. It's just about starting, it's really trying to tackle childhood obesity, but what we're trying to do is prevent it. And it's a prevention treatment where you start kids off. We're starting in sixth grade now. Hopefully we can get seventh, eighth, and keep going on. And just get kids to eat healthier and exercise at least 60 minutes a day. And it doesn't have to be a straight hour, but, you know, 15 minutes here or there. Me personally, if I would have had this program when I was growing up, I'd use it as a great excuse to go outside and play anyways. So, you know, you know how you're grounded and your mother's like, oh, I'm grounded. Well, Mom, you know.
Mom, the USDA says I could play.
Exactly. And so,
the USDA, how could a mom argue with the USDA?
You can't argue with it. That's another way out. And so, I think this is a great job. I think there's 60,000 schools that have that want to do it. It's not to be ordered. They don't give it to schools. Schools order it, and they bring it in, and it's a kid-driven program. So kids get to pick what they want to eat that's healthy, what they want to do to exercise, if it's a walking group or is it playing four square or something like that. So it's definitely a great program. I encourage kids to go out there and have a great time.
And were you out of school today?
Oh, yes. I was out of school in New York City.
And so we should mention, for people who aren't huge football fans, Maurice Jones-Drew is a star running back for the Jaguars. And I would imagine elementary school students would be able to relate to you a little more than most NFL players simply because you're 5'7". You have a outgoing nature as well, but you're not a huge Goliath.
I started sweating a little bit when I came in here because I didn't have too good of a middle school, elementary school time when I was little.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I was real scrawny, so kids used to pick on me. So I started sweating a little bit. But I kind of got over that.
Well, I wanted to ask you about the conception in locker rooms about concussions, because earlier this year, a receiver on the Steelers, Hines Ward, somewhat criticized his quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, for not going into a game even though he had suffered a concussion. You know, Hines Ward said something along the lines of, I've played a little dinged up. What was the Jaguars' reaction? Because I know you've dealt with your own concussions this year. What was the reaction to that? Is there a change among the player and the warrior mentality looking about concussions in a different way than they would look at a leg injury or a shoulder injury?
In Jacksonville, we had a very extensive meeting on concussions because we've had guys that wear certain helmets or that do certain things that get them. And, you know, Jacksonville's real preventative about that. So we had a long meeting about it where, you know, concussions can lead to a lot of different things later on in life. And so if you don't take care of the problem now, if you go out there and try to play through it, certain things might happen. But I understand where Hines Ward's coming through because it's a tough game, and obviously you want your best players out there at the best time. And even though Dennis Dixon's a good friend of mine, obviously Ben Roethlisberger's their starting quarterback. And so, you know, you want to win games, you're a competitor. That's probably why he said in his competitive nature. But on the lines of concussion, it's a serious topic. You know, I've had concussions before, and when you're looking around and you're seeing stars and people, they don't understand that a concussion is your brain's bruised.
Yeah.
And your brain is it's the most important muscle you have. So to have something like that, you know, where it can affect, you know, it can cause whatever it may cause, you have to be able to take those things seriously. So there's different treatments you can do with prevention techniques where you have helmets that are better off. I moved to a Revolution helmet this year just because just seeing how other people are getting dinged up. Obviously, Brian Westbrook did that towards the end of the year.
He's the Philadelphia running back. Yeah. Did you feel pressure after your concussion? How many practices or weeks did you sit out? And did you put pressure on yourself because you got to help the team to go back in there?
Yeah, I think more than anything, I don't really think as coaches. I think as players and as competitors, you put pressure on yourself because you want to be out there. You see your teammates, your brothers out there fighting in practice and in games. You want to be out there with them. You want to take the field with them. And so that's where I think the pressure comes from. Granted, you know, some coaches might do that, but I think more from anything comes from inside because you see your fellow players out there who you worked throughout the whole offseason with, and it's not an injury what people don't think. It's not an injury that should hinder you from walking. You can still walk with it. You can still jog with it. But, you know, this sport,
it seems like it's easier to play with a concussion than, you know, a deep thigh bruise or something.
That's what it seems. But, you know, the longer effect, I mean, the longer you play with it, the more concussions you get, the bigger the impact will be later in your life. And so what it is, really, this game is getting so violent. I mean, you have 300-pounders running 4.8s, 4.9s. The force of the impact that you're coming in with, I mean, playing running back, we're starting 8 yards in the backfield, and you have a guy who's 260 pounds starting 5 yards away from the line of scrimmage. That's, what, 13 yards, and you guys are pretty much running right at each other. And whoever blinks, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a physical sport, and I think a lot of players need to take that into consideration because you only can play the sport for so long, and by the time you're done, you're about 30, you're going to have kids, a family where you want to be able to talk with your kids and live a great life. So my thing is to really research it. I researched it. I really found the Revolution helmet helps a bunch, and you know, you got to take that seriously.
Bill Pascrell, have you seen, because the NFL, coming into this year, it was unclear if the NFL was going to pull a tobacco company deal and just kind of stonewall Congress on this and, you know, quibble with all the studies that have come out. But at least to my thinking, it seems like they've really stepped up and reformed. Do you agree with that? And do you see any of what the NFL is saying trickling down to the high school level?
Well, I must say that Maurice has a great handle on this. Basically reflecting what the NFL has done since they've been brought before the Judiciary Committee this past November. The NFL made some changes. They've acknowledged, basically for the first time, Mike, that concussions can have a real long-term consequences. I've seen some of these guys that have played NFL 20, 30, 40 years ago. They're almost like vegetables. For the NFL to have denied or swept it under the rug up until now, I think, is a disgrace. But I think they have made the turn. They changed the rules to no longer allow players to return to the field on the same day that they so-called have their bell rung. If they show any significant symptom of concussion, they can't go back into the game on the same day. They now require the presence of an independent neurologist. And we need to think about this with our kids. We need to think about it to the younger people who are out there playing sports. And by the way, girls are more susceptible to concussions than guys are. We've missed the boat on this. I can't tell you how many young ladies I have seen with concussions in soccer and basketball because we just allowed them. We had one young lady in New Jersey. I can't tell you. The story is shocking. Nikki Popier from Marlboro High School. She's a 16-year-old basketball player. Listen to this. She suffered 11 concussions on the court. She can't play anymore. And how many of our kids are going out there, either with peer pressure, their own pressure, their parents' pressure many times, and playing when they shouldn't be playing? I think the NFL, getting back to your question, has made the turn. They're making plans to devise new helmet safety standards even. The NFL announced the support of the research that's going on at Boston University, the work that's being done at the Cleveland Clinic, the Mayo Clinic. I'm very proud of what the NFL has done, and I don't think it's just window dressing. I think it's very, very real. In fact, the NFL endorsed my legislation, and now Senator Menendez picked up the legislation on the Senate side. So I'm looking forward to moving both bills in each house out of the respective committees early this year. I've talked to the chairman, and I think we'll be making headway. Look,
and I just
10 years ago, Mike, we didn't know anything about these kinds of TBIs or traumatic brain injuries. We didn't understand concussions. When I started the group in the Congress, the caucus in the Congress to deal with traumatic brain injury, most folks didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
Yeah,
I thought it was just like 1 in 50 million people happened. There's 1.5 million people.
Congressman, I just want to leave it there. We're almost out of time for the segment. I had to ask Maurice Jones-Drew, who played the Jets this year, who do you think is going to win in the Jets-Chargers game, Maurice?
First of all, I'd like to say I'm a little upset.
You got. I just need a pick. We're almost out.
Oh. Well, I like the Jets.
That's it. There you have it. Maurice Jones-Drew likes the Jets. Bill Pascrell, congressman from New Jersey. Thank you, guys.